My guest at this time is California Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher. He has joined us many times as the debate turns to different aspects of immigration reform. As of right now, of course, it passed the Senate last year, and no bills have come to the House floor yet. Congressman Rohrabacher is a fierce critic of the bill that passed the Senate and is watching what's happening in the House Judiciary Committee with a very cautious eye. We want to get his reaction today to comments President Obama made just last week. During an interview with Telemundo and Univision, the president was asked about people in the immigrant community who are concerned that their information would be turned over to immigration officials. Here's the president's response.
It's true that the undocumented are not eligible. That's how the law was written. But if you are a U.S. citizen or you have a legal presence in this country, you are eligible. And none of the information that is provided in order for you to obtain health insurance is in any way transferred to immigration services.
So Congressman basically is talking about some people in a family might be here legally and they're eligible for Obamacare. Others might not be here legally. What do you make of him assuring folks that information that could mean folks are here illegally won't get passed on to the proper authorities?
Well, this is consistent with the president's commitment to the law and to the Constitution. We have him over and over again stating that he's going to do what he wants, and that whether or not it breaks the whole, whether or not this is consistent with the Constitution isn't even part of his consideration. Well, obviously, he's making the same judgment in terms of other laws. And this in particular, if someone has broken the law, the job of the government, of government employees, we actually hire these people, including the president, in order to enforce the laws that are then created by we the people through the Congress. And obviously, he doesn't think that he thinks he can ignore some laws and enforce others. This is the first president that's been so blatant.
Congressman, what's been the tradition throughout the federal government while they're supposed to probably point out illegal activity? If one department is working on a completely different issue, do they traditionally turn that information over to the proper departments, or is it kind of hit and miss?
Well, the last time that we, the issue was whether or not people transmit information from one branch of government to the other in order to enforce the law. The last time that broke down, we ended up with 9/11. We ended up with a major catastrophe for our country. Now, this isn't going to happen with the fact that some illegals are now consuming government resources that they shouldn't be consuming in terms of health care, limited health care dollars. But it still reflects the type of attitude that is a big minus for our country, whether it's our national security. Because you remember, there was the Clinton administration thought that the FBI and the CIA couldn't interact either. No, if someone works for the government, they should be sharing information if they come across laws that are being broken. And that is the job of people who work. And anybody who doesn't, especially somebody who doesn't, who believes the Fifth Amendment about their activities, shouldn't be working for the government.
We're talking with California Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher. And Congressman, this is the latest in a statement made by the president regarding enforcement of immigration policy. We know that, for the most part, he's told to the Department of Homeland Security, only really worry about those who have committed criminal offenses in this country when it comes to deportation. He unilaterally implemented significant parts of the DREAM Act, which could not clear Congress, even when Democrats controlled the House and Senate. So where does this fall in line with some of those previous actions?
Well, we clearly have a president who's dedicated to the well-being of people who are here in our country illegally. And instead of watching out for the interest of the American people, we have him watching out for the interests of foreign people who come here illegally. It is not in our interest to have people consuming health, education, and limited other dollars, and especially if we're talking, the president was talking about health care now, it is not a good thing for us to have them consuming these limited dollars when our own people were struggling to make the payments that are necessary to provide these services for our own people. So this is an outrage, but it's consistent with his overall philosophy of he's not going to enforce the law at all.
Congressman, one of the things we hear in response from readers and listeners, when the president takes actions like this on immigration, when he unilaterally delays certain parts of the implementation of Obamacare and other decisions he's made over the years that really frustrate people and believe it's unconstitutional, is, well, what can Congress do about it? So what can you do about it?
The most important thing we can do to stop this president's unconstitutional approach to enforcing the law or not enforcing the law based on his own will rather than based on what his legal obligations are, the most important thing we can do is mobilize the American people. We cannot sit back. The American people can't sit back and say, well, Congress has to handle this, or somebody else has to. We all have to do it. We've got 3 years to get this guy out. Let me put it this way. I think he probably has been engaged in these unconstitutional approaches that may make his own ability to stay in office a question. But at the very least, we need to make sure after 3 years we get a president who will set us back on the right path, and we have a Congress, meaning a Senate and a U.S. House, that can stand unified and try to prevent the type of damage you have from an arrogant president who thinks he can enforce only the laws that he agrees with.
Last question before we let you go, sir. It was just a few weeks ago when House Speaker John Boehner said that despite House leaders on the Republican side having key principles for immigration reform, it was pretty much off the table for the time being because most of the Republican conference simply didn't trust the president to enforce certain parts of any law that got passed. How much of a factor do you think this latest development will have in that trust factor?
I think that this is a major factor in every piece of legislation that will actually be a reform of the system, because we can actually put down in black and white, and we do, in terms of what is the new system going to look like, how we're changing the structure of this or that. But if we're doing that with the knowledge that the President of the United States will pick and choose exactly how he's going to enforce that law or how he will structure his reaction to this new mandate by Congress, it's going to be, and it is, a deterrent for us to thinking that we can solve any major problems in the next 3 years.
Congressman, we'll leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for your time.
Thank you, and thanks for alerting the people. We're in this together. We've all got to be active. It's not just Congress. We've got to stand up together to get through this next 3 years and put our country back on the right track.
California Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.